This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. Thank you, Lee Elsie, for hour number one. Lee Elsie from WJJF FM in New London, Connecticut, our flagship station on the East Coast that goes up and down the 95 all the way through Connecticut and all the way through Long Island, or as they say when I was growing up, Long Island. Wayne Allyn Root with you, raw and unfiltered. I start the show today with a story that kind of is exhibit A for what America's become with liberals in charge. It's at a San Francisco Walgreens, the scene is set. Now, one of California's biggest blunders ever was the passage of Proposition 47, which lowered the penalties for thefts under $950 to just like a parking ticket. And what happened is dramatic increases in shoplifting across San Francisco, and this is cities all over the United States over the last couple of years. It was otherwise known as Prop 47. It was supported by social justice warriors and criminal justice reformers and the liberal establishment, the same people who wanted to defund the police. And now you've got murder and crime everywhere and rape everywhere. And the effects of allowing chaos to prevail in good old liberal Democrat-run San Francisco have resulted in 17 Walgreens pharmacies shuttering their doors in the past 5 years. 17. Because shoplifters can now waltz right into a store with a large trash bag, fill it up with anything they please, and then calmly exit the store without penalty. This is what happens when you put liberals in charge. Store owners are getting killed here. And so a video has come out, first tweeted out by local news station KGO, and a person casually rides a bike into what appears to be a Walgreens pharmacy and stuffs hundreds of dollars of items into a black plastic bag as bystanders watch in shock. According to James Woods on Twitter, if store security retain a thief, they can be sued. This is happening all over the country, by the way. Michael Burry, the Big Short guy, looked at the video and said, "The Big Short, the famous movie about, the mortgage scam of the 2000s. He's the guy who figured out that it was all going to come crashing down and people couldn't afford their houses, and he made like $1 billion. And he says, he tweets out, leaving California is tough. Grew up here, raised kids here. It was home. New hire this week lasted just one day." Before feeling so threatened by drugs, homelessness, and lawlessness, she is now on her way back to Indiana and will join us in Nashville. Wake up, America. You know, I got out of California 20 years ago. I got out of New York 30 years ago. I saw it all coming. I'm a pretty smart guy, and I'm always a crystal ball. I'm always ahead of my time, sometimes way too far ahead. That's my biggest problem. When no one yet is anywhere near seeing it coming, I already see it coming and I leave. But there's no reason to leave, you know, that soon, right? I left New York 30-something years ago and I left California 20 years ago. And most people are just realizing now. My crystal ball was on the money, way ahead of schedule. The penalty for shoplifting in San Francisco is a non-violent misdemeanor that carries a maximum sentence of 6 months, but in most cases, for simple shoplifting, the criminal is simply released with conditions. And so San Francisco is just finished. Everyone's leaving who can. Everyone who owns a business is getting out. Like Las Vegas, where I live, where there's still some modicum of law and order. But anytime liberals are in charge, they destroy everything they touch. And it's happening. It's happening. I was also right about the vaccine. I told everybody, don't be so quick. I didn't say, don't get it. I never want to make a recommendation like that. I'm not a doctor, and I'm not a scientist, and I don't control your life. For my fans that wanted to get the vaccine, great. For my fans that didn't, great. There should be no vaccine passports. There should be vaccine freedom and health freedom. But I think it's a mistake to get the vaccine. I've said it, and I know I've been proven right every step of the way. There's over 5,000 dead now, and that's a very low number. It's the, I think it's called the VAERS system, where you report death and major injury from vaccines, and there's now more dead than in all the vaccines combined for the last 20 years. But they've always said in the VAERS system, it's only 1%. The amount reported is 1% of the real number. So, you know, for those of you who don't get it, multiply times 100, whatever number you hear. So if there's 5,000 dead, that could mean 500,000 dead from the vaccine. I would say that's highly suspect. I would say it's not 500,000, but it's some number between 5,000 and 500,000. I'll bet you it's between 50 and 100,000 in the bare minimum of people who got the vaccine and died. And the Pfizer, the CDC now finds that the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines cause heart inflammation in some young men. And I would ask the question, why would any young man want to take that chance? Why would you worry about something that is absolutely weak as a common cold for a young guy? If you're a young male and you're healthy, you know, if you're old, that's a whole other story. If you're at great risk of dying of COVID, that's a whole other story. I could see why you'd want to get it. But there's no reason in the world when the death rate is literally zero. You know, I remember at one point a year ago, I don't know what the number is now. I haven't seen an update in a year. But at one point, like 9 months to a year ago, there were 9 million kindergarten through 12th graders in the state of California, and there were zero deaths of COVID. Zero out of 9 million. And you do realize every year many young people die of the flu. So this is much milder than the flu when it comes to young, healthy people. There isn't a reason in the world why anyone needs to be scared. If you're under the age of 50 or 60 and you're healthy, there isn't a reason in the world to be scared of COVID. Why they aren't preaching hydroxychloroquine plus zinc plus Z-Pak, why they aren't preaching ivermectin, why they aren't preaching vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, I have no idea except that somebody out there wants a lot of people to die. Clearly. Clearly. Clearly I take megadoses of vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc, as well as a few others that are fantastic for building your immune system and fighting viral infections and virus and bacteria. I could give you a list of 20 vitamins I take that are all fantastic, one after the other. But I think probably number one is vitamin C, number two is vitamin D, number three is zinc, number four is chiolic garlic, number five is silver. I don't really take colloidal silver. I take a version of silver. But all I could tell you is they boost your immune system, and I haven't been sick. I haven't had the flu in like, I don't know, 25 years. I haven't had a cold in 10 years. I've been on the air for 6 years. You've never heard a single cold in 6 years. And I've never missed a single hour of this show due to a cold in 6 years. No cold, no sore throat, no runny nose, no nothing in 6 years. And in 10 years, no cold. And in the last 20 years, probably two colds. And the last 30 years, 25, 30 years, that was probably the last time I got the flu. It was like 30 years ago. So why did I tell you that? And then if you happen to get sick, early treatment, as Dr. Zelenko, a medical professional, will tell you, early treatment with hydroxychloroquine, which is dirt cheap and as safe as Motrin, hydroxychloroquine plus zinc plus Z-Pak, and you wouldn't have any of these deaths. The numbers would be dramatically, dramatically, dramatically lower, and would be the same number as a traditional flu year. How nobody got that message out, how the Democrats destroyed that message is beyond me. How anybody listened to it is beyond me. But here we have it. The CDC announced last week it would hold an emergency meeting about the rising number of heart inflammation cases in the U.S. VAERS database. According to Reuters, the CDC started investigating after Israel's health ministry. These are all things I reported on this show. Long before you hear about them, I report them on this show. Reported it had discovered a likely link to the condition, which is heart inflammation, in young men who received the Pfizer jab. Although some patients were hospitalized, most recovered on their own, and most importantly, thank God, none of these young men have died. But there's no reason for your young man to have heart inflammation at the age of 13 or 15 or 19. The CDC told Reuters it's still assessing the risk for the condition, has not yet concluded that there was a causal relationship between the vaccines and myocarditis or pericarditis. Still, there are some lingering signs that the potential side effect from the vaccine is higher for young people. More than 50% of the cases reported to the U.S. Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, better known as VAERS, after people received their second dose of the vaccine, were people between the ages of 12 and 24. And yet those groups only accounted for a little under 9% of the doses administered. So young people got 9% of the doses. They're reporting 50% of the serious cases. And there's no reason why you'd ask a young person to get that vaccine. None. But here's another story that sums up everything going on in America today. UCLA defends inviting the founder of Black Lives Matter to be the keynote speaker at their commencement. In a shocking move, UCLA invited co-founder of BLM, Patrice Cullors, to be this year's keynote speaker at their commencement ceremony. First of all, Black Lives Matter doesn't care about one black person killed in a black genocide on the streets of Chicago and other American inner cities. Not one. They care about every time a white cop shoots a black kid who's a criminal with a lifelong criminal record. That's what they care about. They don't care about blacks shooting blacks every second of every second of every minute of the day. Number two, they preach the death of policemen. Number three, they want to defund policemen. Sick. Number four, they want to disarm policemen. Sick. Number five, they hate men and men in the household. Number six, they're Marxists. And number seven, they're corrupt. She bought $3.2 million worth of homes with your money. She's the speaker.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me. 888-444-8895. Mention war and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to energizedhealth.com. 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, We love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as little as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty 6 years ago. Best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's not health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Amazing credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. And then, of course, they've got my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved a minimum of $120,000 in the last six years. And it may be as much as $180,000, but it just depends what my premium would have jumped to with Aetna. I don't know that because I left Aetna 6 years ago. So where would it be now? But my guess is I saved like $150,000 to $180,000. So next time you look in your bank account, just add $120,000 to $180,000 and say, I could have had that extra money if I joined Liberty HealthShare. To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. So some of the big news stories that interest me and should interest you. There's a Fox 26 reporter, I think it's in Houston, Texas, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Yes. And she went public and she recorded with, you know, secret video and secret audio her bosses at Fox. Remember, the liberals all tell you Fox is so conservative. First of all, I've seen the studies at Fox News itself, National Fox. And I think it's 86% of all the producers, directors, camera people, and employees at Fox are Democrats. So, you know, other than the fact that Sean Hannity's there, Laura Ingraham's there, Tucker Carlson's there, the people behind the scenes are all New York Democrats. But Fox local around the country is very liberal, just like all news media. It just happens to have the name Fox, but it's very liberal. And I know because Fox 5 Las Vegas used to be very nice to me when they thought I was a motivational speaker and a sports handicapper and a king of sports gambling. They had me on almost every week. And the minute they found out I was a political conservative, they banned me. I've never been on Fox 5 News ever again. They found out in 2012. That was the last time I was on Fox 5 News. 2012 was 9 years ago. I've been on in 9 years because Fox 5 News in Las Vegas, whoever runs it hates conservatives. And as soon as he found out my politics, I was never allowed on again. It's amazing. So this Fox 26 reporter in Houston went viral on Monday night for announcing on the air that she had gone to Project Veritas, that kid O'Keefe, James O'Keefe, about the company. And she said that live on the air, and she was immediately suspended. The reporter's name is Ivory Hecker. And she posted audio of the call from her supervisor online. And Project Veritas released the recording of the Fox News supervisor telling Heckler to cease and desist posting about hydroxychloroquine, the life-saving drug touted by President Trump. There was such, I mean, that's the story I just wrote about, right? That was my commentary. How this is mass murder. There was an absolute purposeful attempt by the media of America and every Democrat politician to destroy the only drug that's known to treat COVID well, effectively, hydroxychloroquine. And by the way, every time you mention hydroxychloroquine, HCQ, you should also mention zinc in the same sentence. It's got to be with zinc. That's what I learned from Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. It's always got to be with zinc. I think the way he described it is that hydroxychloroquine is the gun and zinc is the bullet. You need the gun to shoot the bullet into the COVID germ, right? But the bullet is what kills COVID. That's zinc. So it's actually zinc that does a much better job than hydroxychloroquine, ironically. And, of course, the news media won't tell you that either. And all the studies at the beginning that were used at the beginning of COVID to discredit HCQ, because it was the Trump drug and Trump mentioned it, all those studies used either ultra fraudulent high doses of hydroxychloroquine that killed the old people, or they tested it on people that were at death's door and were going to die no matter what you did, or they used it without zinc. And so it didn't work the same way. But here's a Fox News supervisor telling her, stop talking, cease and desist posting about hydroxychloroquine on social media, and stop covering stories of doctors telling about their success using hydroxychloroquine. If you know someone who died, this could have saved their life, and the media purposely cut it off to you.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is in Geneva ahead of his big summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday. There will be no joint news conference scheduled after the summit, but Biden will hold a solo briefing with reporters. Biden and Putin have met before, but tomorrow's summit will be Biden's first sit-down with the Russian leader as president. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton believes as of this moment, Russia is getting the best of the United States and Biden.
In the earliest days of his administration, President Biden extended the one arms control treaty we have left with Russia, a treaty that is badly one-sided in Russia's favor. He also is allowing Germany to finish the pipeline that's going to bring Russian gas into Germany, hooking Western Europe ever more deeply on Russian gas.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's listening and hopeful about ongoing bipartisan talks on infrastructure. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. The Warrior is with you from the house that Root built. KBET here in Las Vegas. And, of course, stations all over these great United States on USA Radio. The show's called Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. We got a great guest coming up. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. And the sponsor is what we're doing the interview about today, because if you remember, my great friend Mark Skousen, he has Freedom Fest every single year, every summer in July, and it's always in Las Vegas, but not this year. This year they moved it for 1 year only to the Mount Rushmore area of South Dakota. To be specific, Rapid City, South Dakota, which is about 20 minutes away from Mount Rushmore. If you've ever made excuses, right, that you haven't been to Mount Rushmore because of A and B and C, the excuses are over. This is your opportunity. This July 21st to 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth. It's called Freedom Fest. This year at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota. Here's your chance to make lots of new friends who are conservatives and Republicans and libertarians and freedom lovers, and meet the country's top political and business leaders and authors and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave, South Dakota. And guess who the speaker is? Lots of great speakers. I mean, there's a ton of them. We'll talk about it in the interview with Mark. But leading it all off, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, who is a big hero of many libertarians and conservatives in this country. She did a great job with the pandemic and no lockdowns ever, no mask mandates ever, no closing of businesses ever. But there's a long list of great people appearing at Freedom Fest, as there always is. Go to freedomfest.com, use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. WAR50, freedomfest.com. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com and use the promo code WAR50. All right, so without further ado, Mark Skousen, the founder and creator and producer of Freedom Fest, is with us. Mark, how are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I'm a one-armed economist, as I was telling you earlier, after a bike accident where the brakes stopped working and I slammed into a barrier and tore up my hand, took 20 stitches, broke my wrist. So I'm a one-armed economist right now, which I've always been anyway. I mean, I don't take both sides.
You're funny. You are funny. He teaches economics and finance at Chapman University, and he's been the co-producer of Freedom Fest for how many years now, Mark? Is this like 13, 14, 15 years or so?
Yeah,
something like that, right?
Yeah, this is the 14th year, and I know we usually have you introducing us and welcoming us, everybody. And by the way, we will return to Vegas next year at the Mirage Hotel and Casino, and we're hoping you will welcome us back and hopefully to an open Las Vegas. We didn't feel that Las Vegas should be celebrated after how they shut us down. The restrictions were just incredible, and it cost us hundreds of thousands of dollars. So this year we decided to go to the land of the free and the home of the brave, in the middle of the country, South Dakota, and we're just very excited. I'm really surprised how many people have never been to Mount Rushmore, and we're getting a lot of people are making it a family vacation and coming in July to Rapid City, and it's really going to be a fun occasion. But Vegas is hopefully is going to be, I understand it's open now, and I hope that will continue.
It is. Well, I'm just laughing because, it's completely open. I just saw an article about how all over the United States, places like, New York on the East Coast, and California, they still have everybody walking around with masks. Here in Vegas, Mark, you wouldn't even recognize that there was ever a problem. We have massive overflow crowds, not just on weekends, every day of the week. I went out to dinner a couple of weeks ago on a Monday night. I went to the Cosmopolitan, and the valet was completely filled up on a Monday night. So then they sent me to the regular parking garage, and you couldn't find a space. It was completely filled up on a Monday night. This town is jammed. It is rocking. Nobody's wearing masks, and it looks like the old days. We're right back to the old days. The airport's crowded again. Everything is back to normal again, thank God, in Las Vegas, and we're not wearing masks. And by the way, in the last year, I almost never, ever, ever wore a mask, even when it was required. I kept it in my hand so I wouldn't get in trouble. If I had to put it on in an emergency, I could put it on. But I really went the entire pandemic without ever consistently wearing a mask indoors and never wore one outdoors. So Vegas is not like a California or a New York. It's more like a Florida. Florida. Not bad at all.
Yeah, and you know, I guess the real issue and one of the things we're going to address at our Freedom Fest this year in South Dakota is what kind of changes, I mean, is there any attempt to limit the imperial powers of these governors who, and even the federal government under Biden, to keep this from happening again where we lose our freedoms practically overnight? And I think you're right. It's nice to see that it's temporary. But what happens when the next flu episode season comes upon us? Are we suddenly going to have the government declare national emergencies? This is the thing that really worries us.
Well, it should. I mean, look, if you know, I'm sorry that you're thousands of miles away from me, whether you're in California, whether you're in Florida, whether you're in New York, those are all your hangouts. You're kind of far away from the Wayne Allyn Root Show. But if you listen to my show every night, Mark, for the last year and a half, you would hear me say that masks don't work and that lockdowns are a massive failure and no one should ever lock down and that vaccines, we cannot have vaccine passports. It's up to people. You know, it's the freedom, whether you decide if you want one or not to inject something in your body. They have no right to force you to inject it, and they have no right to ask you whether you had a vaccine or not, because how does that not violate HIPAA? I don't understand. I'm not even a fan of HIPAA, right? I don't like big government telling me what to do, but the reality is that you have no right to ask me about my medical condition or whether I've gotten a vaccine or not. To me, that's a blatant violation of HIPAA.
Well, it is, but remember that as soon as you cross the border, if you go on a cruise ship, if you fly to Europe or Asia, they're going to start mandating this kind of thing. You know, everything is more and more either mandated or prohibited in this country, and we have this sudden expression of freedom, which I really appreciate, but that's only because we have a decent constitution in the United States, and they didn't close down the borders between states. But they did close down the borders. And even today, Canada and Australia and other places, they still have extreme limitation on any kind of travel. And that's because they don't have there's no constitution between states like there is in the United States. So that's the key issue here. One of the things we're going to do at Freedom Fest is we're having a debate on the constitution, pro or con. Was it, a support for big government, or was it all about limiting government? I'd like to think it was limiting government with the Bill of Rights and so forth. And the Bill of Rights are so important. That First Amendment, the right to peaceful assembly, was denied us at churches, at sporting events, all kinds of places. And it was all government decision. We didn't get to make our own decisions ourselves.
No, it was terrible, and I'll tell you what I noticed more than anything else. You know, when I went to Columbia, Mark, and I assume you saw the big cover story in the New York Post yesterday that everybody was talking about the girl who's from North Korea, and she escaped North Korea with her life, went to Columbia University, and said the liberals at Columbia the progressives at Columbia are far worse than the people she met in North Korea. And so I went to Columbia, too, and it's just funny because that's what I found when I went to Columbia. These people want to control your life. And they all had a system called Cloward Piven. And they said in those days, 35 years ago when I went to college, every kid I knew was a progressive. They called themselves communist, socialist, Marxist. Some of them even said Bolshevik. And they all said, we're going to overwhelm the system, put everyone on welfare, bring all the business owners to their knees, bankrupt all the small businesses, and then we're going to turn you into a socialist nation. That was their game plan 35 years ago. And darned if COVID didn't make that objective come true. Because I just read that 40% of every small business in America pre-COVID is now closed. So this is the one thing that ever wiped out small business in America.
You know, Wayne, from a positive point of view, I don't know if you saw that Wall Street Journal article about a survey that was taken in Texas among Hispanics. But they gave them two choices. One was you favor free enterprise capitalism and the opportunities in America and freedom to choose and to start your own business. Or do you have an AOC kind of view that it's all about fairness and equity and you favor socialism? And 67% of Hispanics voted for the Milton Friedman free market perspective. Only 17% voted for fairness and equity and AOC socialist doctrine. So there may be some hope here, especially among Hispanics, that they are changing their views and they're not just automatic democratic socialists.
Yeah, well, Trump did much better with the Hispanic vote this time around, but does it even matter if either those views don't translate to the candidate you vote for? In other words, I don't think 67% of Hispanics voted Republican, so that means a majority of Hispanics may believe in freedom, but they a huge majority still voted for Democrat candidates who don't believe in freedom. So it all depends on whether it translates to an understanding of which candidate believes in the very thing you just picked in that poll. That's the scary thing. But let's get back to Freedom Fest. Lots of great speakers. The music's on. We got to run. But South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Loomis, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fund, Grover Norquist, Tom Wood, J.P. Sears. A lot of great people are speaking at Freedom Fest. All you have to do is go to freedomfest.com, use the promo code WAR50 for Wayne Allyn-Root. WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee in South Dakota this year. 1 year only away from Las Vegas in the Mount Rushmore area of South Dakota, the land of the free and the home of the brave. FreedomFest.com. Dr. Mark Skousen, thank you for coming on the show.
Hey, thank you, Wayne. Take care.
I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You can choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. Sponsor of the show, Asset Strategies. Make no mistake, inflation is here. Oh, I've got stories proving it's here. One of the top minds in all of Wall Street announced today that he believes inflation right now is 10% and it's only going higher from here. So we have massive inflation, you know, that long term, double digits long term. And what has been the antidote over thousands of years for massive inflation, hyperinflation, is gold and silver and precious metals. Inflation, the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your standard of living. Number one killer of your retirement. Number one killer of your estate that you leave your children. So you've just got to deal with inflation. You have to find a way. And commodities is like your insurance policy, right? And so here you've got gold and silver and palladium and platinum and rare coins. And the precious metals dealer, the official dealer of our show, is Asset Strategies, ASI. Richard Michael Chekin, an uncle and his nephew, and the whole team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. Just for my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. Just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. You will not find this deal anywhere else. And any other form of precious metals you want, whether it's gold, silver, rare coins, they will give you the best deal in the world when you mention War, Wayne Allen Root. They always take care of my friends and my fans. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. So I never got a chance to really expound on this incredible story that UCLA has invited the co-founder of Black Lives Matter to be the commencement speaker at their graduation ceremony. How disgusting. How vile. By the way, if she had not spent $3.2 million on fancy homes in all-white neighborhoods, making her the biggest hypocrite, and in my opinion, just a immoral thief. But again, it's just my opinion that if you own a nonprofit and you spend millions of dollars when the money comes in, instead of spending it on poor people and people in need and sick people, you spend it on yourself and millions of dollars of homes. She never had millions of dollars before she founded Black Lives Matter. But again, it's probably legal. I don't know that she qualifies to the legal definition of stealing. It's probably all 100% legal and okay. You found a nonprofit, and it takes in, say, $1 million, and you pay yourself a $950,000 salary. Well, then there was no profit because you gave yourself a $950,000 salary. It's such a scam. It's just a total scam to have a nonprofit. If you want to be a scammer, it's the perfect way to be a scammer. And these BLM women who hate men, Marxist lesbians, all the founders were Marxist lesbians, and she's one of them. But so if you just have views that are so heinous, this is what I don't get. Why is it okay to turn off half of America? If you invited Trump to be a commencement speaker, or Don Jr., or Eric Trump, or his daughter, Ivanka Trump, or anybody in the Trump universe, Wayne Root, to be your commencement speaker, there would be a riot. And they'd say, oh my God, you're inviting a white supremacist. Oh my God, you're inviting a Nazi. Oh my God, you're turning off all the decent students. But you invite someone on the left who turns off everyone on the right and who recommends, you know, hate for cops and Black Lives Matter events, killing cops. They really, literally promoted the idea of killing cops, hate for cops, defunding cops, and destroying capitalism and instituting Marxism. And no men in the household, only women, only lesbians in the household. Isn't that wonderful? What a wonderful credo. Oh, my God. And you would invite that radical nutjob to be your commencement speaker? Let alone that she used the money to enrich herself. It's just sick. It's just absolutely sick to invite a Marxist, an openly Marxist lesbian, to be your commencement speaker. Lesbian's fine. You want to be a lesbian, be a lesbian. But a lesbian who's the president of the Man Haters Club? No, I don't think that's fine. Everyone who founded Black Lives Matter believes men don't need to be in the household at all. She's a Jew hater. She made headlines when a video resurfaced of her calling for the end of Israel. Wow. And she traveled to Palestine for 10 days to end the imperialistic project that's called Israel. Palestine is our generation's South Africa. Oh, that is such a lie. Such a lie. So, Jew hater, America hater, man hater, white hater, and she gets to give the commencement speech. That's not radical. That's not controversial. UCLA defended their decision, citing respect for diversity of opinion. There you go. That's always the way liberals do it. Oh, it's okay to invite a communist because that's just diversity of opinion. She hates white people. That's diversity of opinion. She hates Jews. That's diversity of opinion. She hates men. That's diversity of opinion. But Wayne Root isn't diversity of opinion. Conservative talk show Wayne Root could never get a commencement speech anywhere in the United States of America. And you go, what's the big deal, Wayne? I guess it's because they pay you $50,000 to $100,000 for your commencement speech. So it's a very big deal. The fact is liberals make a living. High-profile liberals off giving commencement speeches at college campuses. And they make the $1,500,000 fees, and no conservative can get in. It's sick.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.